Okay, Simon Kufpe Gimel.
Solid.
Also, Likonis, you're not allowed to go into a field that was just plowed, because then you're gonna mess it up. You're gonna trample on it, and you're gonna ruin it. Right? That's, I think, pretty poshut. Hey, also lamed al stei chaveiro. You're not allowed to stand on the field of your friend. This happens to be a fascinating halacha. You're not allowed to go to your friend's field, and you're not allowed to stare at it. I remember I sent this out in the halacha text. People went wild. Maybe I'll send it out next week. But you're not allowed to go stare at your fan. It's a scary thing, right?
Is this a
When
Hezekiah thing?
No.
who?
Hezekiah?
No. Well, sort of. Ayin hara. Ayin hara, right? So you're not allowed to go stare at the field when the stalks are grown, right? Why? Why? Well, what should be wrong? Shaloi is a kenna ba'ayin hara. You shouldn't damage it with your ayin hara, meaning you're going to be jealous. You look, oh, look at that. He's got a field full of grain. He's a wealthy dude, right? And you're going to maybe damage your. Now, I'm not sure if it means he's going to damage the person. But with ayin hara, you may damage the crops. I don't know. Either way, it's not a good thing. And then you stam, you're not allowed to stare at somebody with ayin hara. Feel about
So I
sokav
can't
even
stare at the guy that my neighbor's cars.
correct, and you stare at this house, and I don't know how it gets into weddings and bar mitzvahs and all that stuff. I almost don't know how that works. Right, but feel about sokov even in his business and his actions. Shein bem chashash hezek ayin hara, and oisav a beisav b'rishusoi. Right, even there's no concern of ayin hara if he's doing it in his own house, but still also lira shalemi daita. You can't watch him without him knowing. It's privacy. Maybe he doesn't want anybody to know from his business. Right. Meaning the way it says in Shulchan Aruch is that the same way it's also to go into somebody's property, you can't go into somebody else's property with your eyes, right? And v'derech eretz, when you see somebody working, you should be matzliach with your ma'asim, and you should do this to a yid and to a non-yid. This I texted out a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't find the source. I couldn't remember the source for this. And Baruch Hashem, here it is. What was I saying? Now, and this is a kol shekein that to talk to other people about other people's money and other people's business and other people's actions is mamish asar, right? You know, the whole world is busy. I'm sorry for going on a rant here. But the whole world is busy with lashon hara, lashon hara, lashon hara. Rechilus and gossiping is very bad. It's mamish asa, and it's like it's, you know, chats and this and that. It's a big problem. And I, for some reason, the awareness is very, very lousy on this. Even to do something in your property that's going to damage your friend. Is also you should not put in your yard, right, near a wall that belongs to the neighbor, called over chamimus, something that's hot, hevel, and gives off heat, it's going to ruin the wall. Going zevel, what do you call it, manure. Unless you keep it a distance of 3 tvachim. Same thing, you have to distance from 3 tvachim, that you shouldn't pour water next to the wall of the friend. And therefore, the pipe that runs off the roof, right? What do you call it? A gutter. Tvachim has to stay away from your friend's wall by 3 tvachim. You should not empty out the urine, what do you call it? The chamber pot. And to near the wall of your friend, if it's made out of stones or wood without any cement, that's enough with one tefach. right? Because it's less than when you pour out from a whole pot. But if the walls are very made out of very hard rock, you don't have to distance at all. And he has to urinate even on the wall. Then he not has to, he can. And if it's made out of bricks, I shall eat it, or it's wood, but that's coated with clay. He needs to distance it three tefachim. Fine. Simin kuf pei dalid. Hilchas niske haguf. Ubay yud aleph sifim. Fine. So also la adam lahakas is chaveray. So this is main. This is till now we were talking about your property damaging. Now it's talking about physical. Yeah. If you hit it, then if you hit somebody, you're over on the loisase. If you hit somebody, then you chay 40 malchus, and don't add on to it. Meaning, even a shliach bezdin he's supposed to be hitting somebody, right? Because he's supposed to give 40, but if by mistake he miscalculates and he gives 41 or whatever amount, then he's gonna be chayiv. If he's the Torah is makbid on hitting the Rasha, not to hit him more than he can. Kavachomer because it's not more than he's supposed to. Kavachomer because tzaddik, if you're hitting a tzaddik. And anybody who lifts up his hand just lifts up his hand. Even if he doesn't actually hit him, Nikra Rasha, that's called a Rasha. That's my Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, why did you hit your friend? Lumbi Kisalay never. It doesn't say why'd you hit. Ella Lamasake. Why would you? Even though you still didn't hit him, Nikra Rasha, you're called a Rasha. And anybody who hits his friend, he gets a chayrim hakadmoinim, and he shouldn't even be getting the minyan asara. For every davar shebekedusha, until bezdin matters him the chayrim, meaning, so he's in chayrim and he can't even be part of the minyan until bezdin is. Okay, let me know what you criticism. We want criticism. Yeah. Sorry. So, anyways, the guy goes into Khair. If you hit somebody, you go into Khair, you can't be part of the minion until it goes to the din. Now in the din, if they exonerate him, then he's gonna be fine. If somebody else, if somebody's getting hit, or a person is hitting another yid, and he can't save himself. If a guy's hitting you, and your only way out is to hit him back, so then you're allowed to hit him back. Meaning, it sounds like somebody's beating you up. You don't hit back. Unless you have no choice. If you can escape, you escape. Right? Even if his Misharsai that didn't hear his voice, right? Meaning hear his voice, meaning he's not listening. Even if your worker who's not listening to you're not allowed to hit him. Meaning he's talking about like an eved. Here we go. You're allowed to hit your young children, dafka. A yosam shu megadol, or even a yosam that you're bringing up in your house, kedei ladricham b'derech yishara, in order to be madrich in derech yishara, shezeh otoy, because this is good for him. Gemol tzarach lizar shalei lahashlech shivrei klei zchuchis or kedoyma, that you shouldn't break any glass, b'makom sheyuchlu lahazik, where it can damage. Dalit, I don't remember, what did we say? What are we going to, hey? I don't remember. Sorry, I lost it all that. What?
I'm looking right now. One second, I don't remember.
Okay, good. The neighbor has a headache. I'm just calling it a headache. Maybe something wrong with his head. And because he has a headache, so when you're banging, it's going to cause him damage. You should not crush, even in your own house, repos, any sort of repos, some sort of, I don't know exactly, grain. Right, there's a common neighborly fight. You know, you're making noise and you're giving your neighbor a headache. So do you have to stop or do you not have to stop? The kids Shulchan Aruch says that you have to stop. Hey, there's many other things. To the or the people that are Rishus. The rule is that it's also to do anything, even in your own property. If it's a Rishus HaRavim, if it's going to cause damage to his Shachin, or to those that are passing Shusarab. Unless the minig of the community is that anybody can do these things. Meaning if everybody knows that this community allows this noise or whatever it is that's going on, then it would be allowed. Because if you're moving into the city, you know that these are the risks of the city, and then everybody's Michael. Meaning, everybody knows that the reason why they're moving to this city is like they know, even though they themselves are not making this noise or doing this thing, but eventually they'll have children or grandchildren, whatever it is, who are going to want to do it. So therefore, they don't mind. So therefore, it's looked at like a mechila. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a good Shabbos and a fine night.
Thank you.
Shmita.
You too.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Bezag is up.